He gives an example. He wants to give one example of how a person can be over on Issa Kabbalah Sloss and Horror without even realizing it. He said that it's very common. A person leaves a beef tin. And they found him that he was guilty. Not guilty, he was chayav to pay. That's what they said, they call case. And chayav to pay. And he tells his friend and he says, look, I thought I was okay. I thought this is my wife thought was right. And the beef tin, yeah, Paskin's mamish back to what it should have been. And had I gone to a different basin that was much more much higher level, they would have understood the emes and they wouldn't have passed in such a bad suck. And he speaks about this basin in rather derogatory terms, which is not fitting for me to write down on my page. So he was very upset, and his friends answers, I don't believe that they passed in this way. And he said to him, Sticha, you can see it's all written down. You'll see everything written down there is mum is not sensible. And it's all written. He shows him a psak and he reads out four or five times, and each time he sends even more despite the fact that they passed in such a way. Until they both agree that this rabbi or this Beis Din do not have the qualities to be fit for Beis Din. So that was the story, right? So, sounds fair. I went to a court case. They passed into me, I have to pay somebody money. I say, I mean, they don't know anything. And look, they're ridiculous. Yeah. Why should I have to pay, Bechal? Yeah. Examples of what we spoke about once, some kids falling down something, I tossed some curtain to catch him, so the basin said that's a pay for the curtain, I think. I was going to go off and that, but it's crazy, they don't know what they're talking about. And other ones, I can't believe it. I said, look, it's written down here, everything's written. And I'll read it to you again, and you read it four or five times, and they go and sugar about it. So he says, all that is over on this of a whole bunch of Yisurim. Place it to shame yourself, you listen to Lashon Hara. We've got here to be to judge the court right, and a whole bunch of other love which you were about earlier. Now, had the Shemeah really been going in a Derech HaTorah, he would have said like this. If he could have somehow calmed down this guy in some way, he would have explained how the Beis Din were right in what they did. Dying only Paskins off he what he sees, and maybe you've got some other because when he didn't say, and maybe he didn't realize that, not to speak derogatory about that. Maybe it's done. You're right, that person's luck was standing by him that day. Don't worry, I got this problem, will make sure you'll get your money back some other way. Different ways how to calm somebody down. But let's say he sees this guy so angry he's not going to help. So then. Just block ears and go away then. What are you continuing the conversation for? Are you continuing this conversation? You're making it more and more being covered loss and iron, therefore you're not helping matters at all on this, and being based on Kabbalah's loss and iron. That's an example of what he wants to say for Kabbalah's loss and iron. Our person has to be so careful about it. Let me just read one more thing. Yeah, I said it right. Very good. So that's all today. Sometimes stories happen, and person says, you know, I've got some story to tell you. And by you listening, can be even if it's an hour, and certainly if you add to the conversation or you help along the conversation, you're certainly being over on the issue of an hour. So we have to, of course, pay on the beat. The figure is quite deep. We'll have to do this slowly. The way we're going to try and do it is first learn the Gemara, and then we're going to try and go through each one independently. The Gemara had a Braisa. The Braisa said, let's go over the Braisa, and then we'll do the Shema Minah. The Braisa is on the fifth line down. Okay, famous beast. Anechnes the beast, so even Motin Shalish. somebody who comes into his house on the Shabbos, which we had once before, but now we're going to see the rice again. Mevarach al hayayin v'al hamoy v'al habsomim. So, is he in the middle of the meal or not in the middle of the meal?
Coming back.
Coming back.
Starting, not the same, starting in the middle. I need to have some mascone here. Starting. Okay. Starting. Why are you saying starting? Maybe he's in the middle. No, he's actually in the middle. Maybe he's in the middle. Huh? Yeah. Hanichnas, hanichnas sounds like you come home, you're entering the house. That's not wrong, because we have the tesis, and that's the base of the base. It said, b'shem Rabbeinu Nissim, how could he eat before Abdullah? Must be. They were talking about, he's in the middle of a meal. And so she said, hanichnas doesn't mean that. Hanichnas means he's starting a meal. And therefore told us, tesis told us, achidus, that if you don't have another option, you're allowed to eat before Abdullah. And that's why we're talking about a case where you started your meal, after night, and yet it's okay because enlecha optia cheres. If you only have one cup of wine and you need to use it for birchas matzah, so you can use the wine. So anichas are basically, so bear in mind that there's two possibilities, but we'll go with the possibility that means askanam tesis. Anichas means that you're starting a meal afresh after night. Anichas beis matzah shabbos mevorach al hayayin. Yeah. Rabbeinu Nissim.
Yes. How do you learn what
you
said before about
here with the Yelim Chavir Mitzvah Shatah? Yeah. There's a question. How was your question? Yeah, I think it's going to be in it. One thing, that was a good kasha. Okay, could have been in it, and that you would bench at night. We took my bench at night, and next was basically not the Shabbos. You do go chalayim alamar absomim, and then you do Abdullah ala kois. The main ala kois acham and yichad lacham modoin. One second again. And then you make another car for your mother. Okay, what would you like to say?
The
person who's beyond shul instead of going up to the Knesset,
he's
going to
stay
at Tachkam
and
Tachkam. He's going to give up the ability to stay the same. Why wouldn't he? Because he wants to fight for it. And they have no record for you. Well, cast on a story. They didn't. So it's only a case. You're coming in, after the service for this, and you're silent when you bench. That's what the case is.
But the meal is still going, and you go on to say, Abdullah.
You're not asking it anymore. Finished.
Oh, yeah.
So what's
asking
about
Rabbi
Nissen comment
on that
he's not
going to say
anything. I'll see a very good comment. Need to think about it. Very, very good question. So back to where we're holding. So Hanichnas, we said we went back to the right. Hanichnas, the basis of the Shabbos, somebody who comes in and starts meal afresh on Matzah Shabbos, Mevorach al Hayayin v'al Hamoy v'al Habsomim. The order is you do Abdullah. What you do is you first do Abdullah, Yayin, Moed, Somim, and then you do Abdullah. the main alakuris, therefore, and if you only have one cup, so you can't, if you would do Abdullah alakuris, you won't have a cup full of birchas hamazon. Menichoy alach hamazon. Then you leave it till after birchas hamazon. So you don't do Abdullah straight away, rather you eat first, you bench, and on the bench and cup, you also do mishal shalom kulon la'achayot. Mishal shalom kulon la'achayot. You then do the all three, that means the ner, the samim, and the havdalah after the birchas hamazon. Right? That is what the braisa says. Right? So the braisa tells me, if I've got two cups, so you first do havdalah, then you eat. If you only have one cup, then you first eat, then you bench, and after benching you do the three things that are necessary, which are ner, samim, and havdalah. So says the Gemara on that, we're now skipping to the end of all it. Shmami no miho masnisen. We can infer from this brisa, from this brisa, tamni. Eight things we can infer from the brisa. Shmami no. Hamavdil bitfilo. Some of you already did Abdullah in tfilo. So you have the ala kois. He has to do Abdullah on the kois. He has to do Abdullah on the kois. Why? Because the pastor says, you say, I'm nichnas, the beisa. It means he's come after a ma'iv. And when he's done a ma'iv, you do Abdullah. You say, that's a chin and tono. So why did it say you do Abdullah again? And the ma'iv see, now, even if you did have Dolin Tfilah, even if you said that Tofen Antonu, it's still required to do another Abdullah Alakris. That's a chiddush from a braisa. Number two, some of these chiddushim we all know, but that's a chiddush which we learn from this braisa. Shmamino, another chiddush you learn from this braisa is, Barakha Tuna Kris. Birchas HaMazon needs a Kris. Because if the Muslim wouldn't need a kois, so then just do Abdullah, and no problems. And since the Muslim doesn't have a kois, therefore you should do, since you need to also have the Muslim a kois, you have got to delay the Abdullah till you get that. Rafi yesterday made a comment, which the Rosh makes a comment here on this part of the Sugya, that we know big machlekes about whether how many people when does Birchas HaMazon turn a kohen? Does Birchas HaMazon turn a kohen even for one independent guy? Maybe only when three, or maybe I'm going to give the chal not three. But if you hold Birchas HaMazon turn a kohen, is it one or three? Maybe some people say ten. Right, 1, 3, 10. So says the Rosh. I've got a raya, mechrachas, from this Gemara, that even one person has to do to an akris. One person needs to do with the modern akris. A raya, mechrachas, from the Sugya. What's the raya? From this Sugya, Rafi, from this Sugya, the Rosh has got a raya, mechrachas, from this Sugya, that even one person needs to do a with the modern alakris. What's the right? No, what? And it was not such a right, because it could be the Barabbas came home with a whole bunch of people. So I can be mutterly right, the Ross says, and say, and it was means that the one person together with the Barabbas, that's not such a right. Huh? No, Anichas could mean just the Barabbas comes in together with everyone else. No, Arai Mukrachas means Arai that you can't refute. Mukrachas means Mukach, no way out. So he's got Arai Mukrachas for even one person. Even one person each needs to bench on a case.
Because it could have done Abdullah, everybody could have done their own.
Excellent, that was your comment you made yesterday. Right. Now, if the met that one person who benches doesn't need a kohen, so why do they eat together? If they're eating together, they have to do zimun on a kosher. But why do they eat together? Each one should eat independently. Because you've got one cup of... They're very nice, but you've got a mitzvah of Havdalah, and you've got no mitzvah of Bismuth and Arkosh. So you should do mitzvah of Havdalah Bismuth. And who gives you a hetzer to eat before Havdalah? How can you eat before Havdalah? If I need to eat before Havdalah because I need to make Bismuth and Arkosh, very good, so you need to do that. But if you don't need to do it, who told you to therefore come together and eat together and make yourself a vechir of a bit more than a case at the expense of eating before I've done? Eat separately. Not sitting together. How do you do it? Eat first and make your own sandwich. Right. So take turns. Take turns to eat. We had to go to sleep. You've got a chesed of eating for Havdalah. You've got a chesed of eating for Havdalah. So each one should eat separately. Yeah. Yeah, but here it's all the same owner of the house, the same food. If you're eating the same food and eating together, then you don't have zimun. But you're right. Not anything different. No. So, right. So that's your ayah. So you got to agree with the Rai, right? Yes? Okay. Well, what did I say wrong?
What about the whole concept of making the
demon? What about the concept of eating before
Havdalah?
It's not competing. One, I've got a chiyuv is to eat before Havdalah. And one, it's a nice thing to join together. I've got a chiyuv.
Isn't it
a person to leave
and not break up?
Sure. Okay, so don't get together. There's only an issue to break up a zimun if we eat together, but don't get together. So don't. Says Anichna is a baser. Now I've got cover what to do. Should I make Havdalah first, or should I wait for Birch Zamazin? Don't wait. Don't get together. Make Havdalah first.
Isn't it also more
the Kiddush
Hashem as well?
Oh, Kiddush Hashem now. No.
Praising Hashem. Additional thing.
Right.
Wouldn't be able to do otherwise.
So the Rosh is not like that. And the Chayyid Rosh is right. Not that he needs my scholar. Yeah. Rosh, yesterday Rappi asked it on an earlier section. But here is my first. Rosh says, Benir Abini Yechir mi Paris. Lahavi Rai mi Kan. Dim loya yotorach kois afilu biyochid. If one person does not need Birchas Hamazon on a kois, Yavdil ala kois. To Havdalah on a kois, V'yoychel kol echad levadoi. Do Rishoyim lechalik kol zman shalei eschilu lecha biyachad. They're allowed to split up as long as they haven't yet started eating together. El avadai af biyochid to unakris.
That would have shed once. Spirit of the Lord.
Vadai. Vadai. Oh, upset, okay. You have to know how to get out of this Vadai, right? Mokrach, it sounds really good. Sounds a very good way. No excuse, no, you've got nothing to do with Zimmer, even one person. Even one person.
Has an obligation to do it.
Right.
That's
why, and that's the base, so, yes.
The fact that the Brightson says you can do it over one cup doesn't say that Hashem doesn't want everybody to do it this way?
No, because since each person individually anyway has to do it over a case, because of Mosin, so therefore every person is now torn between doing Abdallah or doing Birch Zamazon on another case.
And the Brightson says, I want you to do it together.
So to get both together, yeah, mother. So what do you want to bring your eye from that? Okay. And they all live happily ever after.
Yes.
So that's the Rai of the Rosh. Very stark Rai. Very, very stark from a Bichim in Paris. Supporting those that hold that each person that eats, everybody that eats, has to do a bit of Muslim on occasion. We know, we don't hold like that, but it's good to know the Rai. Mishnami not. Another thing we learn from this brayta. The third thing we learn from the brayta is Kreshel Bracha Tzor Shir. A Kreshel Bracha has a minimum amount that needs for the cup. Because he came home, he had one cup. One cup in Halacha, whenever he talks about one cup, it means he had a revish. That's what he had. Or at least he didn't have two revish. But he had at least one revish. So if Kreshel Bracha doesn't need a revish, so you can make Kreshel Bracha on a schnapps cup. Right? You can make bits of more than a schnapps glass, a
shot
glass, right? A l'chaim cup, right? So therefore, why don't we divide up my revius I had into two, and say bits of Abdullah on one, and bits of more than on the other. So from here we see Abdullah needs a revius. And all kosher brachas need a revius. Right, that's why I gave Agdama to say that when we say Hanichas Beis of Imeinu Elok Kois Echos Kois Kois, in Loshon of Chazal is Irvish. He had Irvish. Otherwise, you're right. If Kois was the minimum cup they could possibly have, was the smallest cup, then the Gemara doesn't make sense. But it's not true. Kois means Irvish. And Imeinu, the Gemara said, so very good, you got Irvish. So divide it in two, and I'll have two half Irvish. And I should be able to make Kiddush that way, Hadolah that way, and Beth Muslim that way. So Ramah, you see that Kiddush HaBrocha Tzor Shi, you need a revis for Kiddush HaBrocha. Mishma Amino, you also see from here HaMavorich Tzor Shi Yitoyim, the person who makes the Brocha, the person that let's see whether it's the person or any people that when you make a bracha of Havdalah, or you make a bracha of Birchas HaMazon over a cup of wine, you need to drink that cup. You need to drink from that cup. Because if you don't drink from that cup, then you could have done Havdalah, paused, done Birchas HaMazon, and drank. So why do we have to say that you make Havdalah? Why do we have to say you have to make Havdalah after Birchas HaMazon? Do it spit out. And Amah, you see the Kosher Bracha, you need to drink from the Kosher Bracha. I mean, there's half a minute, you don't need to drink from the Kosher Bracha. As I state, half a minute. I make Boker Goffin. What making Boker Goffin if you don't drink from the cup?
Yeah.
I said, what about Boker Goffin?
Yeah.
How can you make Boker Goffin if you're not going to be drinking from the cup?
Someone else.
No, we're saying a Kiddush. Right. Kiddush here that the cup needs to be drank from either him or someone else will speak. Now that means there was a Havamina that he didn't need to drink from the cup. That was a Havamina, you don't need to drink from the cup. And the only right, how do we know what's the right they need to drink from the cup?
Would you have done, put it down, then you can be able to do it afterwards?
Right, because then we could have done both. We could have done Abdallah, put it down, had my meal, and drank afterwards. So the question is, that's the right, I mean, what happened to Boker Goffin? You said Boker Goffin. And why would you make Boker Goffin if you're not going to drink from a cup? Yeah, well, the question is with them. If you're making Kiddush and you don't drink from the cup, so isn't the Boker Goffin a Bracha Matala? Huh? Here the sad was. So what are you going to do? You're going to make Abdallah. What's the Abdallah? Boker Goffin? Boker Meresh? Boker Mesdomin? Huh? So then you've got a right, if you're right, says of Yossi, we're talking about a case where he didn't make Boker Goffin beforehand. So then, what's the bright say? Nichnas the basis of the Shabbos, Mevorech al Hayayin, you make a bracha of Boker Goffin. The main way of the Kreis Echot, so we're making Yayin. We're making yayin. So if we're making yayin, so I've got a rye already, you need to drink from the cup. So if you didn't need to drink from the cup, why did it say yayin?
That's because they have two cups, but
Yeah, even if you have two cups, so if you don't need to drink from the wine, why are you making Boker Goffin? So what? You don't need to drink from the cup. Pour it back in the bottle.
Yeah, so you don't need to drink.
Why?
because you're doing a double cup.
So what? So you don't need to.
Technical Yiddishkeit, I only have one cup.
One cup again, that's technical Yiddishkeit. We're trying to learn out from here that you're chayiv to drink from the cup. How would we learn out? Even by one cup, if you only have one cup and there's no chiz to drink from the cup. If there's no chiz to drink from the cup, how would Abdullah be? If there's no chiz to drink from the cup, how would Abdullah be? What would you say?
He would say Abdullah.
You say, without Bobo Gopher. So what? But the Bryce says he has to make Bobo Gopher. The writer, we want to be mechia, but he has to drink from the wine. That's what we want to be mechia, he has to drink from the wine. What's the raya that he has to drink from the wine? The only raya we have is from the fact that you're stuck when you have two mitzvahs to do and we say delays. That's the only raya. Not from anywhere else in the writer. I would have thought there's raya right from the beginning of the writer. The writer at the beginning says somebody wants to make Abdullah, has made Bogo Gopen, Mereish, Besomim, and Abdullah. So, right. 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 So why, if you don't need to drink from the cup of wine, if you don't need to drink from the cup of wine, why stay by Bergoffen?
You need to drink what you have.
Oh.
You don't have.
Well, where's this from?
What?
Where's this from? That you do need to drink from when you have. How do you know that? So you got right ready from the beginning that you do need to drink. Right? So why are you saying that you're only right that you need to drink from a shmami no that birchus the mozen rotaroshan hamavorach tzor sheyitoy? I have a right ready from the very beginning of the price. Hamavorach tzor sheyitoy and says you may be a goffin. Why are you making me a goffin? Must be because you need to drink afterwards. So I've got a right, hamavorach tzor sheyitoy. In fact, from every kiddush you got a raya that you need to drink from it, because it says it may break your goffin. So why are we only bringing a raya from the fact that we delayed it in, from the sefer of the brisa, from the end of the brisa where it says that you would have delayed your Abdullah on your birchus hamozen because you can't drink beforehand, because had you drunk beforehand you wouldn't have had to share. I've got right ready from the opening words of the brisa. Said you may break your goffin. Right, so why do you make Bobo Gopher? So the answer to that is, the truth is, that Bobo Gopher is part of the Abdullah, irrelevant of whether you drink. Irrelevant of whether you drink, Bobo Gopher is part of the Abdullah. Whenever you say brachas on the coast, you have to say Birchas Hashir. Birchas Hashir is Bobo Gopher. Irrelevant of whether you drink from it or not, is you have to say Bobo Gopher. So Mamela, Bobo Gopher is one of the Birchas Hashir. It's a broch of thanking Hashem, which I do over a cup of wine, we say Bobo Gopher, even if you don't drink from it. No. So we've got no raya from the fact you have to make Bobo Gopher. We have no raya from the fact you have to make Bobo Gopher, that someone has to drink from it. What's the raya? The raya is, if no one has to drink from it, so what's the problem? I'm made by Begoffin and Abdullah. And I'm made by Begoffin and Birchus HaMozen. So why was the problem that had to do Abdullah after Birchus HaMozen? Answer is, because if you were to drink in between, then you wouldn't have had a cup of Birchus HaMozen. And you have to drink in between. If you make a bracha on Abdullah, you have to drink from it. From here we have a raya that you have to drink. Yeah? From the fact that we made Bobo Gopher, it's not a raya. Because Bobo Gopher is a takona which Chazal made a birchus hashir, according to the loss of Shulchan Aruch Rav, a birchus hashir, a bracha of shir, which you say whenever you do a mitzvah. Regardless of drinking, even if you wouldn't drink. Shir yud reish. Singing a bracha of shevach for Hashem, which you say over a cup of wine, Bobo Gopher, irrelevant of whether you drink, irrelevant. Irrelevant of whether you drink. Because it's a bracha which Chazal instituted for shevach of Hashem, nothing to do with it. The person makes bracha to Hashem in the kingdom of Chayyam, or he makes the breaches after seeing the sea. He doesn't have to drink the seawater, right? Because that's a shevach. It's a shevach to Hashem that we see the sea, that you make a bracha for it. Same to a Bobo Gopher. Whenever you make a bracha over kiddush or over a Brit Mila. Yeah? You make a bracha and you wash the dinim also. If you make, I give an example. If it's a priest, we learn him kippur. So you do better kaffa, right? Who do you give to drink this kaffa point?
The baby.
The baby. So the baby's chayv with mitzvahs? So that baby has often I made is a bracha atzala.
Should be.
It's not. So why not? Don't tell me to help the kid and a baby drink from the cup of wine. So both are gone because you're mechuyev to drink, not because you're going to drink. I think your kiddush is even bigger than mine. Both are gone is a bracha which instituted even if you don't drink. Chazal instituted it. You're mechuyev to drink, mechuyev to make a bracha over wine when you make a mitzvah over wine. You make the bracha on wine when you make a mitzvah over wine. Irrelevant to what you drink. So we've got no right from the beginning of the brisa. So where's the raya? How do you know you need to drink from a cup of wine? Because since we're pushing off Adonah to be with our mother, why pushing it off? To Adonah. Stay by bed, off and Mariam, sorry. Sorry, and Adonah. And then don't drink. You don't need to drink. And then you'll have your meal and you'll make the, and you'll make birds of Muslim and make both big open on that. And we've got both problems, they're both those mitzvahs. Why do we delay it? There it is, because if you were to drink between the kiddush, between our dollar, had you made that dollar, you would have had to drink from it, and then you wouldn't have had to shave for your birds of Muslim, so you wouldn't have been able to carry in birds of Muslim
on our kiddush. How would the rice fly against that? How would the price of bread, the second part was, you only have one cup, don't say, for if we're gotten, just do the
nares,
just do the nares, and the sesame, do a kala, eat afterwards, do for if we're gotten. If that was, how would the Rav said it doesn't mean that, right?
The Bryson says, starts off, you have many cups, you have to make both big often. Why do you have to make both big often? The Bryson says you made by
Madoff. Oh, it's Papa, the Rossol,
No.
The Rossol is if you were in the middle of a meal already.
Yeah.
All you have to do is Kiddush with Admiral Jagger.
Because you already made by Madoff, that's right.
You see here that Kiddush does not require Admiral Jagger. You see here that Kiddush does not require it.
Very good. Very good. That's one of the Chacham sees, right? Very good. Very good. Well. You have to be saying, if I'm right, that part of the Kiddush is the Yasmei Bergogofen. If I'm right on it, so how is it going to be that if you're in the middle of a meal, then you've made Bergogofen earlier, you don't need to make Bergogofen on the Kiddush. If Bergogofen is part of the state of Kiddush, you should have to say it. Good Kasha. Not really, you have a right in the figure what that halacha is true. It's true, the halacha is true. But a good kasha, this is one of the rights of Chacham Tzvi, Tzela David, and Marek on this point. There's answers to it. There's answers to this kasha, but it's a good kasha. Yeah?
The fact that
If you wouldn't have this brisa, we would have thought all you make is very good, and you don't need to drink it. Okay, it's this brisa is teaching us not like that.
Okay, but this brisa is going to teach us that as to Havdalah, or
no,
is it just all
over? All over. There's no difference.
How do we know that? Because the context here is in Havdalah. How do we know that that doesn't apply to Kiddush or something else?
Yeah, because the Arab and the Maisa, the brisa brings us, the Gemara is saying, on all these things, it's not specific to Havdalah. Bracha to a case, right? Bracha to a case, that's not okay. We'll see a few more afterwards. So yeah, okay. There's a divine, anytime you want to say chiluk, you need to have a reason why this should be a chiluk. You want to say maybe Abdullah is different, so tell me a reason why Abdullah should be different.
Isn't it
yeah?
The bracha that we're talking about,
We'll see. Let's see the
rest. It's not only about what we would have learned, like what the Rambam suggesting from the Brisa that you have to drink it by Hazara.
I don't think you're right, but we'll see. If I'm wrong, I shall say I'm wrong. But I don't think I'm wrong. At the moment. So it says the Gemara. So that's the raya, by the way. That's the raya that you need to drink. Okay, we've gone through four of the rays, so we'll now take a break and see the Rashbam. Say the Rashbam. Shema mino hamavdil bitzvilo. It's here is, it's about two-thirds of the way down in the Rashbam. Maybe a little bit higher. Slightly above that. Shema mino hamavdil bitzvilo. The end of the line, Shema mino hamavdil. Shema mina hamavdil bitzvilo. You got it, seven or no, higher up. There. First word is bitzvilo. Above it.
What's the first word?
Why is it lower than that? Why is it lower?
The first word on there.
So we have two higher.
A little below to the middle.
The first word is elephant. Echad. The end of the line is Shema mina hamavdil. You got it? Shema mina hamavdil bitzvilo. Diktoni. It says somebody enters into his house on the Shabbos. Dalav dalav. Avay gav de stamni odom avdim in tefila. Even though stamni odom generally do avdala in tefila. So you see, you come home after davening and you do avdala again. Verkoit, even though you probably did it in tefila. Shema mina brocha tunakoit. We see from here. A bracha, the chazamazin, needs the kais. Mishmami no, kais el bracha to hashir. How much does it need to be? You need a revius loig. Revius loig, loig is a measurement, revius is a quarter of that, and that's what we know as a revius. Dilo te machi, because if it's, you don't say this, but rather you say that. And the chazamazin, that a kais el bracha doesn't need a revius loig. If you don't say this, then he's a share. Lechauke, letre, let's divide this into two. Mishma mino, says the Rashbam, in the fourth case, mamino, mevoich, so she yitorim. He has to say this, mevoich, so she yitorim. Says the Rashbam, although the words of the Gemara is mevoich, which sounds like the one saying the bracha, he has to be drinking the wine. Says the Rashbam, no, oi hu. Oy echod min ha-shemen. Either him or one of the shemen, one of the people hearing him pray for a goffin, he has to drink it. Vishtiyas echod mehem yotzekulo. One of them drinking, all of them are yotze. Kidama be'erivin le'perik v'chom ha'avim, like it says in Erivin, in the perik of v'chom ha'avim. Dama osam. It says there, it's talking about there, the brach of Zman on Yom Kippur. Do we make a brach of Zman on Yom Kippur? No, it says no, you don't. Because you can't do it on a kris. Right? Do you do it over a kris? He says you can't. Why? Should we, why don't we make a bracha shechiyonu on the kris and leave the kris? From his shiny, the Gemara says, no, hamavarach tzor shiitoy. The person making the bracha has to drink. So says the Gemara, so what? Let's give it to a child. Let's give it to a child. So says Rashbam, one second. The Gemara the Shaila, that we should make shechiyonu on the kris. Who's going to make shechiyonu on the kris? An adult. So shechiyonu on the kris, a new keeper. The Gemara says, no, you can't, because you have to drink the cup. The Gemara says, so what? Give it to the kids. If the person who makes the bracha has to be the one drinking, how was that option to give it to the kids? Still the person making the bracha is not drinking. And it might see the one making the bracha doesn't need to drink. Point is, of somebody, one of the audience, at least one of the audience has to drink. So the Gemara said, so why don't we give it to the kids? So the Gemara said, there's not like a Rachel Yaakov who says you can give it to a child. Because the Osir Lemishach, if you give it to a child, the child will, when he grows up, think that he can drink from a Kosher Bracha. And he therefore will end up drinking on Yom Kippur. So Mela, you don't do it. And it's referring to Yom Kippur. Mishach drag. He'll get dragged into thinking that he will be able to drink on Yom Kippur. Huh? I thought it came from an also of pudding. We just pudding.
Pulling.
Pulled. Mistrach. That's what he's suggesting. I have to check that up. I thought it meant that, but we can check it up. In fact, we can check it up. He will be pulled after his minig and he'll end up drinking an Yom Kippur. So be pulled la'acha minig after this minig. So we need to be dragged. So what do we see from there? Tamavo. So that's the right way. So someone drinking, they don't have to be the person himself drinking. It could have been any one of the audience. Vishmami no, says Rashbam, what do we see from this sugya? Tamavo, Sar Shehitzayim. The person who makes the bracha has to drink from Eilach Atchila. Vim Loitan, if he doesn't drink, Kiim Echamehem. So the Mavarich says Rashman, the Mavarich himself, he should be the one drinking. If even only one of the audience drinks from it, he also could on your dechavos or your itza. I will aim Mavarchin ala kreis. But you don't make a bracha of a kreis im lo yishtech on the menu. If one of them is not going to drink from it, you wouldn't make a bracha on a kreis. Alright, in Yom Kippur, we don't make a bracha of shechion on a kreis because no one's going to be able to drink from that. Even a child is good enough to be used to this idea of drinking on a kosher. So where do we see it from this brisa? And we brisa the Roshamin on Tzav Shiyus, and we have to taste this. Why? If you don't taste it, if you don't drink from it, why do we make a bracha twice? Havdalah b'shaito, make Havdalah the right time. The loishtia, without drinking. Or Berachas HaMazon b'shaita, Berachas HaMazon b'shaita, then you'll drink it. So why? Says the Rashbam, I've got a raya from the Gemara, that the raya you do need to drink from it, because if you didn't need to drink from it, then why does the Gemara say, the prices say that you do Havdalah after Berachas HaMazon? So Havdalah before Berachas HaMazon, do Havdalah before Berachas HaMazon, and just don't drink from it. Right. Ha'ara, maybe this is what Yossi was pointing out beforehand. Ha'ara, why does Rashbam at the end say that you'll drink from the Berachas HaMazon? If you don't need to drink, so say you'll make Havdalah and you won't drink. And you'll make Berachas HaMazon and you won't drink, you'll put it back in the bottle. Why do you say V'yishta at the end? If they met, you wouldn't need to drink from the kreis of Berachas HaMazon or from any kreis, so you just make a bracha of Havdalah, you put the cup down. You make a bracha of Berachas HaMazon, you put the cup down. Why do you need to drink bracha? So good or the Rashbam seems to be pointing out that lachatchila, there is anyway an Indian of drinking, even if you don't need to drink, but lachatchila you should have drank, right? Even if you don't need to drink lachatchila you should have drank, and therefore, at the end of this month, lachatchila you drink. But very good, it's only lachatchila. But why should you eat before Havdalah? Make Havdalah, don't drink, eat Berachas HaMazon, and then drink for both. And Amai says the Rashbam, says the Gemara, I've got a raya that you do need to drink, you're required to drink on a Berachas HaMazon. If you wouldn't be able to drink, you wouldn't be able to make a kreis shel bracha. So you're required to drink, so we make Havdalah on the kreis. You're required to drink from it. If you have to delay it. So let's just bring the stuck in something, because there's an important horror that came out from the very end of this Hashvam. It should have ramifications in everything we spoke about. It starts off saying, asking you, where's the raya that you need to drink from the Kesher Bracha? So we said, the Rashbam said, from the fact that you do Hadolah after Birchas HaMazon, is the raya that you have to drink from a Kesher Bracha. Because if you wouldn't need to drink from a Kesher Bracha,
right time.
So why don't you do Hadolah first? Don't drink, then eat, then do Birchas HaMazon, then finish. That's the right. So I asked you, why don't we have a right from the very fact that you say Boibigofen? From the very fact that you say Boibigofen is a right that you need to drink. Because if you wouldn't need to drink, then, don't say Boibigofen.
You say it, but you don't drink.
Right. Well, that was the question I asked you. Why don't we say we arrived from the fact that you have to say Bobo Goffin? So to which I answered you, there's no arrive from that, because Bobo Goffin is just a bracha which you say when you do Kiddush, or when you say any case of bracha, just say Bobo Goffin, even if you don't drink. Alright, you give it to kids, by meal on your kid, you give it to a baby. So you see that the Bobo Goffin is not really a thing allowing you to drink. That was what I wanted to say from the beginning of the lesson, right? But begotten is not the thing that, because I'm going to drink, that's why I have to make begotten. The relevance of that is say begotten. And we see now in the end of the Rashbam that even if we're right, you're not required to drink, it's definitely like a chiller to drink from a Kesher Bracha. And therefore, you would drink even if you're not required to drink. So then, if that's true, then it could be the reason why I made Bobo Goffin in the beginning of Kiddush and Abdallah, is to be Yitzel HaChatchila of drinking afterwards. Yeah? And at the right, why it's built up as a proof, because the last word of Rashbam, maybe it's not such a proof. It's still true everything I said, but maybe it's not such a proof. Let's just go over it one more time, just get it clear. There's a lot on Yom Kippur. If you're doing Bris Mila, you give it to the baby to drink. Right? Now Halacha tells us that even though you made Bobo Goffin on your Mila, and no one of the Achinuch is going to be drinking from it, you still made Bobo Goffin on the Mila. Even though no one's going to be drinking from it, a baby's going to be drinking from it. So the Gemara says, Shafiyonu you don't. Why? Because obviously the Mitzvah. But Inkel's there, Mila you do. What's the Svar HaChalik? So what?
And we said, who's the initial of the Shari Khan? We give a lot of point, it's Yom Kippur.
Huh?
Monday's always the end of the
The Gemara says, why don't we do Zman? Always do we do Zman and wine. We do Zman for Kiddush, you do on Zman. On a Kiddush, right? So why don't we do Zman of Yom Kippur on a Kiddush? The Gemara asks that as a question. The Gemara says, no, you can't do Zman of Yom Kippur on a Kiddush because of the Lemishich. You can't give it to kids because of the Lemishich. But yet, when it comes to Bismillah, you do give it to a baby. What's the reason? Because it's a one-off thing. It's not something that happens every year. It's a one-off thing. If it's a one-off thing, we're not worried about that people will get drawn into the mimic, right? So Mela, one-off thing you do. But what do we see from that? You may both pick up and on your Adala, on your Mela, despite the fact that no one's going to be drinking who is chayiv with birchas Bobo Goffin. A baby's going to be drinking from it. So you see from there that Bobo Goffin is not part of Kiddush. Not part. I was using that therefore also we have no raya from the beginning of the braisa. We have no proof from the beginning of the braisa that you need to drink from a kiddush. Every Abdali made Bobo Goffin. Why do you make Bobo Goffin? That's because you have to drink from a cup of wine. No raya. The reason why I made Bobo Goffin is because that's what you have to do whenever you make a birth of a mitzvah. You start off with a Bobo Goffin, irrelevant of whether you're going to drink it or not. Right? And therefore we're going to arrive from the beginning of the braisa that you have to drink from the Kesher Bracha. Where we do have a raya is from the fact that the Sefer, right? From the fact that we push off the Abdullah, and after the Muslim, That's the raya that you need to drink from a kosher bottle. What we see at the end of the Rashbam is, though, irrelevant if I'm right, but whether you're required to drink from a kosher bottle, you're not required. The paper governs that even if you're not going to be drinking from it, halachatchila, you should be drinking from it. And therefore, at the end of Birch Mazon, after you made a Birch Mazon on the kosher, you would halachatchila drink from a cup of wine. But you're not required to, but it would be halachatchila if you drink from a cup of wine.
That's
right.
You can't go and buy more wine.
They didn't have no wine. No money, no wine, nothing. The shops are closed. It's tough. There's no wine. Yeah. No. That's not me. No, we got right in this place. You need to drink the wine.
So what is a nausea that goes along with?
Oh, good question. Why is the nausea called a chayte? Because we can't do all these mitzvahs.
So
I've listened to the Hilchos Mezuzah, this is not our mitzvah. Yeah. Because he doesn't have another cup, yeah.
Why can't he just make it?
Yeah, but that's only after you've eaten it. You only have any birth mother after you've eaten. Right, that's what the Gemara says here. The Gemara says somebody who doesn't have two cups, so he has to eat before Abdullah, which is generally don't do. You eat before Abdullah, and then you'll make all in one go. There's mother and Abdullah all in one go on one cup. So the Gemara is now saying, if it's true that you don't need to drink from the kosher bracha, so why don't you make Abdullah first? Don't drink the wine. Eat your meal, bench, and then you'll drink your wine. You shouldn't be eating before Abdullah. So why don't you make Abdullah first, like you should be doing? Just don't drink the wine. And then you'll do Birchas HaMazon. And then you'll... So the Maaseh, so the Gemara Muchach, you have to drink the wine, and therefore, Shema Minor, Birchas HaMazon, then Bracha, Tzorach Shehitim. I'm a Baruch Tzorach Shehitim. We'll stop here, and we have the other four still to go. Tzitzis, we have to learn Tzitzis, Shema Minor Tamni, Shema Minor Abdullah to the Tfilah. I'm just saying that the second one, I'm not sure, and I don't think that one with that one I think we can skip.
The second one
to skip, and the third one we should do, and the fourth one as well. I'm going to take it from there. There's a lot to learn. Just skip the second one. Yeah, skip the second one. Just take it from there.